This is an interview with Mr. Frank Schoonover at his studio in Wilmington, Delaware, April 6, 1966. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. I want to start first with your first association with Pyle. It's my understanding that you first worked with him at Drexel. Would you mind telling me a little bit of the background, what you were doing, and why you went to
Why
Drexel?
I went down there?
Yes.
That is very interesting. And is this being recorded?
Yes.
I'll have to go back a little to my earlier life. At the time, we lived in Trenton, New Jersey, father and mother, myself, sister, and it was my custom, when I was going to school in Trenton, to spend my summers with a grandmother in Bushkill. Bushkill's in Pike County, Pennsylvania, and it's not far from, about 8 miles from Fred Waring's Bollywick.
Hmm.
In fact, he bought the island from my grandfather, the island where he is now. And the golf course, which at one time was a hay field, an oats field, wheat field. Well, anyway, I was spending the summers with my grandmother. As soon as school would close in Trenton, which was a semi-private school, not a public school, I went up by train from Trenton to Stroudsburg. And at Stroudsburg, I got on what they call a stage. Mail stage, it was called. And it stopped every now and then along the road to take in a mail sack Postmaster or postmistress would sort the mail and take out the mail for that particular little way station and finally get up to Bushkill. Well, as I say, I went up to spent the summers with my grandmother, and we lived alone there in that house. You see this connection now. I spent most of the daytime along the streams. I was very fond of walking along up and down little streams, just little narrow streams, and looking for things. I don't know what I was looking for, but I loved the water, streams. So I remember one night I was talking to my grandmother about it, and she said to me, "What are you going to do when you grow up, Well, I said, "Grandmother, I think I shall build bridges, little bridges, not big ones, little bridges, just so you can get across. Then I'll always be along the water, the stream." Mm-hmm. But I didn't know then what was working, and I made a... But my father was an artist of sorts. His father, that is my grandfather, had a blacksmith shop and what they called a wheelwright shop, which was a carpenter shop, of course, where they built wagons in those days. And they built sleighs with a high back and a front up like this.
Yeah.
And on the back of the sleighs, he was a painter at the time, and a striper,
mm-hmm.
long brush like this. He'd stripe a little gold thing on spokes, you know, the wagon this way. So he would paint on the backs of the sleighs, of all things, a robber.